Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. So far, it looks like it's just me. Looks like it's just me. And when Greg calls in, it will be Greg as well in the front of the classroom. Jason, thank you for engineering. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And I figured it out. I really did. And here, well, we tell you scenarios. We teach from scenarios here at USA Prepares. The two schools of thought in teaching business. One is the econometric approach. Everything is related to numbers, numbers, numbers. That would be like the Wharton School of Business, the one that Donald Trump attended. And then the other is the Harvard Business Approach, which is case studies. Here's what happened. Here's what the players involved in this scenario. Here's what they each did, and here's the result. And I was taught a hybrid of that, econometrics plus case studies. And it's really tough to teach just numbers in the on the radio. So I revert to the case studies and how they played out. And I figured it out. I figured out why Vincent Fennelli and family has such poor results relating to Facebook Marketplace. Now, y'all know that if you wanted to buy something used, Craigslist was the organization, the website that you could list something on if you wanted to sell it, and people would contact you, and you could put in your phone number and in code, if you will, so that robots wouldn't pick it up and start calling you. So if you had area code 417, which we do right here in Missouri, a person might say F-O-U-R, space, then the number one, then space, and then the word S-E-V-E-N for 417, rather than typing the numbers 4-1 and 7. So Craigslist was working okay. Facebook came along and absolutely decimated Craigslist. The other half of the equation is that the automotive dealers, the recreational vehicle dealers, decimated Craigslist. They started using keywords. So when someone listed, let's say, a Honda Civic, let's say it was a 2005 Honda Civic, they would have a list of keywords, and it would say 2005 Honda Civic, and then the keywords would be 1999, 2000, 2001, you know, all the way up to the current year. Then it would say Honda, Ford, Chevy, Plymouth, Chrysler, Camaro, Mustang, wheels, and then every size of wheels, 16-inch, 17-inch, 18-inch, 19-inch, 20-inch, 195, as in the tire size, 205, 215, and then they have the aspect ratio, oh, like 75, 80, 65, 55. So, and I actually went to one of these listings on Craigslist, and I copied all of the words that they used as keywords in the listing. And I pasted them into LibreOffice, which is OpenOffice, which is a free version of Microsoft Word. Very similar to Microsoft Word. And I clicked on word count. And I got about 5,000 words. So these guys who are selling vehicles know how to do it. They literally put the keywords in there. So no matter what you search for, you're going to get their car. And do we have Greg? Is that what you said? Yeah, great. Hey, Greg, welcome.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Hey, let me just finish this and then we'll continue. So what happened was Craigslist, no matter what you typed in, if you typed in propane tank, you would get maybe 3 propane tanks on Craigslist, and then you get page after page after page of recreational vehicles, new recreational vehicles from dealers. They destroyed Craigslist. The dealers selling these recreational vehicles, and then the wheel dealers. If you typed in Mustang, you would get buy my new wheels from Dan the Tire Guy. No matter what you typed in, you would get search results that were different from what you were looking for. So who in the heck wants to go to Craigslist? Craigslist is the last-ditch alternative. Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. It's destroyed. It's useless.
Right. So Facebook Marketplace has risen to the top as probably the only real way of transacting business. Use things that you want to buy and sell. But here's what happened to me on Facebook Marketplace. A guy would be selling, let's say, a freezer. And I'd say, I'm interested in, I would respond, and you could click on pre-type, because Americans are so fat and lazy that they don't even want to, you know, type something in. So it says, hi, is it still available? And you click on that, and you hit enter, and it goes to the seller. Well, the sellers don't like that. They know that the buyers are lazy that do that. So what I would do is I would type in, hello, I'm interested in your, let's say it's a gas grill, for example. I'm interested in your gas grill. May we discuss the particulars on the phone? And I may get a response and I may not. But what would happen is it would be sold. And I would be one of the first people out there, and it would be sold to somebody way later in the day. And I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure out what happened. Why are these other people jumping ahead of me? Why? And the reason is, two reasons. One, because I'm polite. May we discuss this on the phone? And the other is, the people who list their items for sale require instant gratification. They require a positive dopamine hit. And if you don't give it to them, you're not going to get what you're trying to buy. That's the reality of the situation. And I figured out how to do it. And it works 100% of the time so far. And what I thought I would do is it's something that is in the book now, 5-Minute University. But I'm thinking that I don't know if anybody's even paying attention to us. So if you want to know how to do it, just send me an email. Send me an email and say, Facebook Marketplace, how to win, or something like that in the subject line, and I'll respond to you. And I'll tell you exactly how to win. I'll write up a little piece for 5-Minute University, and I'll send it to you. But it's going to require some work on your part. You're going to actually have to send an email to instructor@usapreparis.com, and I'll respond. Because I'm questioning, are we actually doing any good? I really am. Because what I see all around me is destruction. I'm seeing we are marching straight head on into hell in lockstep. And I'm talking about what's happening all around the country. Mayors, governors, they're all supporting this disgusting movement, this perversion of America. They're also, well, not all, but some are supporting this, and there's too many of them. So I'm wondering, are we wasting our time here at USA Prepares? And the only way I'm going to find out is if you let me know that we're not. So send me an email, and I will tell you exactly how to win at Facebook Marketplace, because I've done it. I've proven it. I've proven to myself how to do it. And I've won every time after I figured this out. But it's because the only reason this works is because Americans are stupid, they're fat, they're lazy, they're addicted to their smartphones and blue screens. And if they weren't, this wouldn't work. It's absolutely true. They require a dopamine hit early and often. And if you use that to your advantage, it works. Greg, does this make any sense to you, or am I? Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, you know, privately on the phone exactly what,
well,
I'll send an email.
You know, everything seems to be on a downward spiral. I mean, it's just like, I don't know, everything's in destruction mode. You know, from
well, yeah, I do know. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying, and in the state of Michigan, I can't believe it. Michigan, that's like Detroit is in Michigan. That's where real he-men and real women worked side by side to build the finest automobile industry in the world. Well, in Michigan, there is a bill that if the governor signs it, it will say, what it will do is you will go to jail if you use the wrong pronoun for someone. Now, here's the headline. Michigan, quote, Michigan residents could be charged with a felony, face up to 5 years in prison, and get a $10,000 fine for using the wrong pronouns under a unconstitutional new bill that mocks the First Amendment. This is nuts. So if some guy who wants to put on a dress and pretend he's a girl, and you say, hey, bud, you can be fined and put in prison because you didn't say they or she or her. So we're talking about something that it's called HB 4474. And the Michigan House has approved. The Michigan House has approved a hate speech bill, HB 4474, that will criminalize causing someone to feel threatened by words. You can go to prison.
Sorry, folks. Yeah, it's over.
And that's why I'm saying it's a real problem, because our voice of USA Prepares goes out across Michigan. And so the Democrats have this pro-LGBTQ plus agenda. They have it. They have the power. And here's what's happened. What's happened is people who say, well, you know what Bill Clinton does in the bedroom? You know, he's a good president. Doesn't matter. Yeah, it does matter, because it's in his code of conduct, or lack of code of conduct. Having sex in the Oval Office. So, what's happened is these people have infiltrated our government.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So this article is at dailymail.co.uk. And here's a quote from it. Quote, Michigan Democrats have made it a priority to further protect LGBTQ plus people since they took control of all levels of state government this year. End quote. Now, the governor of Michigan, Whitmer, here's another headline. This is pridesource.com. And by the way, it seems to me that the word pride has become a synonym for homosexuality, gay, transgender, transvestite, perversion. Those are my words. And here is the headline from pridesource.com. Quote, Governor Whitmer's lesbian daughter stood by her mother's side while she signed the bill for LGBTQ plus protections in Michigan. End quote. That was March 21st, 2023, that article. So here we have a governor of one of our states who is absolutely supporting this LGBTQ plus agenda. And the reports that I'm reading say that she will sign this bill if it becomes law, that it will make you a felon for not using the correct pronoun, which is absolutely nonsense because the correct pronouns are he and she, not they. They, when I went to school, they was a group of people that could be a male and female. You know, that group over there, they are on the swing set.
Vince, this could be fought.
This really could be fought by the people. Okay, we are one nation under God. Okay? Which God are we talking about? I think we all know which God we're talking about. Okay? People need to stand up and show the book that law came from to the people and show where this is against God. Two cities were dry roasted over this. These people need to be pulled out of office. It's either that or we need to say one nation under Lucifer. This is ridiculous. This is just outrageous that it's even getting to that point where they can come up with a HB whatever. They might as well call it, LGBTQ2 whatever HB. This is just ridiculous.
Michigan ridiculous. House Bill 4474, HB 4474. Yeah, it is ridiculous. And Greg,
Yeah. We're
losing. You know, if let's just put this in perspective. So Target comes out with these male anatomy friendly swimsuits. So girls' swimsuits, women's swimsuits that you can have male genitalia in, okay? And then
he created male and female. It is, again, from the book, from the law book, male and female he created.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what Target did?
Not sexless, it's just insanity that we're even allowing these judges to sit in office or these representatives to come up with these stupid, absolutely ridiculous laws.
Mm-hmm. So what Target did was they started marketing this. And I looked at the image of this guy who is the designer for these Target sick type clothing swimsuits. And that's so men and boys can wear women's swimsuits, okay? And this guy has got piercings. I mean, he looks like a one-person circus. I mean, he wouldn't be allowed in my house, that's for sure. He would lower property values in our neck of the woods just by coming to visit. So Target allows this, and then there's a backlash. So what does the CEO of Target do? He says, y'all move that to the back. He didn't say, get rid of it. He didn't say we're not going to have it anymore because we're losing sales revenue. He said, just put it in the back. Don't accost the customers with this trash. He said, put it in the back. So Target, boycott Target. And Anheuser-Busch.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. A record amount of travel is expected this 4th of July weekend. AAA projects more than 50 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home, which would overtake the previous record of 49 million set in 2019 before the pandemic. AAA also expects to hit new records for the number of those traveling by car, with over 43 million expected to hit the roads to head to their destinations. More than 100 million Americans are under air quality alerts as smoke from wildfires in Canada continue fouling up the air in the USA. Air quality alerts are out for Wisconsin to Vermont and down to North Carolina. The worst air quality today is expected from Michigan and Ohio and into the mid-Atlantic, including Washington, D.C. Conditions are expected to improve slowly into the Independence Day weekend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
Turn it up. Turn it today, Pop.
Watch it.
Thank God,
you're...
Take my... When you go to the
CD,
you're going
to slip
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So this Michigan bill, HB 4474... was approved by a 21-15 vote. Can you imagine 21 people actually in favor of this? And one of them was a Republican siding with the Democrats. 21 people actually thought this was a good idea.
Think about this for a minute. Okay, we're told, you know, that there's this battle in the last days. What has he told people that want to sit on the sideline and do absolutely nothing and be neutral? What is he going to do? He's going to spew them out of his mouth, vomit them out, okay? And that seems to be what's happening is people are idly sitting by and letting this stuff happen. So the destructions that are headed our way are well-deserved. We're asking for them. We're mocking him. We're allowing it. I mean, I know people like you and I just can't sit idly by and just watch our country go down the toilet, which is exactly where it's going. I just had a wonderful visit yesterday. Oh, unfortunately, it was only for a couple hours. He came all the way out. He was visiting a couple other people. Paul from New Mexico came out, also an off-gridder. And there's just too few people like this on the earth right now, Vince.
Well, I agree with you. But I know I used to have a friend, a very dear friend, and his daughter and our son knew each other. They're the same age, and they, at my suggestion, our son spent a little bit of time with her. And next thing we know, she turns out to be a lesbian. A lesbian. Yeah. And then Mrs. Finelli and I get invited to her wedding. And I tell you what, I was on the fence for a long time before I decided to go. And the only reason I went was not to support this unholy union of two lesbians. The only reason I went was to support my friend who was bewildered. He couldn't figure out what happened. What happened to his daughter? What happened? And she built a website. I won't use his name, but she built a website saying becoming Mrs. We'll say so and so, becoming Mrs. So and so .com. And on the website, she said, no gifts are necessary, but if you want to contribute to travel, click here and donate. And it was pre-filled in. Like, I don't know the exact numbers, but it was like $75 if you want to donate to our travel for our honeymoon.
Yeah.
Donate $50 for drinks. Donate $50 for entertainment. Donate $100 for airfare. Donate... Yeah.
It's as if we're on a jet plane that's crashing, and the government is at the wheel. And what are they doing? They are throttling it up so we get there quicker. I just don't know how else to explain it.
So what Mrs. Finelli and I decided to do was give her something that was durable and useful. Not... They wanted
was it a Bible?
Give them, no, well, we gave them a bar of silver, a fairly large bar of silver. And I said to her father, I said, when she opens this gift, she's probably going to think, what am I going to do with this? And you can tell her that if she ever gets in trouble, she can always sell it and turn it into some cash and get out of whatever jam she might be in. It might help her, you know, extricate herself. But I got to tell you, when we got that annual newsletter, family newsletter, that said, you know, hey, our daughter's engaged, I couldn't believe it. And the wedding's going to be in 18 months.
No.
I thought 18 months is going to blow over. It didn't blow over.
We can't have it both ways. We really can't. One nation under God, we're going to have to just remove that. Or we're going to have to use his law book. See, this is where law came from, was from the Bible. What, you know, to determine what was right and what is wrong. And that is the law, okay? This other code they're coming up with, which is against God's law, is just, it's outrageous. We're trying to have it both ways. Now, this it could be fought in court. I mean, I know the judges are corrupt, and they've probably all been abstained or whatever, paid off or whatever. It's unreal, you know. They basically sold themselves for something that will canker, for lucre. You know, they feathered their beds, not realizing that they're going to have an accountability. Well, I think everybody should realize there's going to be an accountability. There is going to be. Nobody's going to escape this. Nobody is going to escape this. And if it so be that they are destroyed by fire or whatever else, then that's what's going to happen. But I'm sure not going to place myself in the middle of a city that flies these flags that I've seen all month long. You know, it's like painting a target on yourself.
Yeah, target.
I can't support it. I cannot support it.
I can't either.
Everybody has the right to make their own decisions, and because that's called freedom. That's the most important thing. So they're free to do that, but they're not free to come into my house to teach my children this garbage.
Speaking of garbage.
That's where I draw the line.
Speaking of garbage, our daughter went to, she was homeschooled, and at 14 years old, she was ready to go to the university. And so we would drive her back and forth to classes that she wanted to take, just because she wanted to learn about specific subjects. And within a year, she came back. Now, she lived at home on the farm. She had the values that that I have, Mrs. Finelli have, and Mrs. Finelli has, and our son have, our sons have. And so she came back and said that, you know, homosexuality is just, you know, a different way of living. And I said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's perverted. It's an abomination. And it's wrong. And you know what? I think the university won. Because they had a homosexual club. You know, a gay and lesbian club where gays and lesbians would meet, and, you know, outside of class, they would meet. And they grew and grew and grew and grew. So here we have...
Is it any wonder?
She actually thinks it's okay. And then you look at Lindley. USA Prepares gal has been with us. The school corrupted her twins, and they think that homosexuality is normal, and that you can trans. One of her daughters wants to be a boy. She wants to be even called a boy's name. And I would talk to Lindley on the phone. I'd say, Lindley, come on, you can't call her what she wants to be called. That's not her name. Call her by her real name, the name that you gave her. So the school system was attacking Lindley. The whole town came out against Lindley. Lindley's outnumbered, outgunned, outspent, and she can't win. And someday...
They're putting the chemicals that cause a lot of this in the water, in the food, intentionally.
Right. And Dr. Shuley's mentioned that on the air, that... You know, if you wash your hands with these estrogenic compounds in a dishwashing liquid, you are absorbing these estrogen mimickers into your body. And if you're wondering why guys have this new thing, well, it's not new, but it's been around for probably 20 years, man boobs. Why do they have them? Because they're eating and drinking those substances that are estrogen mimickers. They're growing breasts. You've seen it. You've seen guys with T-shirts, and you go,
"Yeah,
how'd that happen?"
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I don't have them. I don't have my chest.
No, I don't either.
My chest looks like a male chest.
Yeah,
we're in trouble.
As useful as, and I mean, all of this is as useful as teats on a boar hog.
Right.
They're there for looks. That's about it. I mean, I don't know how much we can handle, how many years, but I think we're in the final wrapping up. I think we're going to, you know, should a little battle break out right here in this country, it's going to escalate so fast. Who's going to stop it?
There's information on the internet right now that the military is having a tough time finding new recruits. They're having a tough time finding new recruits because what used to happen is, like, there's a television series called Blue Bloods. Tom Selleck was one of the main characters in it. And it's a family of cops. And, like, the grandfather's a police commissioner. Dad's a police commissioner. And the children are either detectives, assistant district attorney, or, you know, on the beat cops. So it's a family of tradition in policing, which has now become law enforcement. Okay, well, what's happening is these traditions of military service are being abandoned because the people in the military say, don't do it, son. It's terrible. You don't want to fight a war that some stupid politician causes and you end up getting killed or maimed or wounded or damaged for life. Don't do it. So now the military can't find replacements. And their best draw was from the families, like the Blue Bloods for cops. The best draw was from veterans. So the veterans are telling their children, don't do it.
I'm seeing these fantasy movies where they're putting these women in, right in with these SEAL teams that go in and, you know, infiltrate. I mean, you know, women who physically can't, you know, it's all a fantasy. For instance, well, the new movie came out that, you know, Avatar, The Way of Water, whatever. Well, the colonel is a woman. I mean, it's all fantasy, folks.
Told all of our children. You decide you're a homo, gay, queer, lesbian, don't come home. Okay? Don't come home. That's what I told them. And I mean it. And I've told them, y'all get a tattoo, you're out of the will. It's as simple as that. And I mean it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. So this couple,
I want to recap
lesbians,
this.
I think.
I want to recap my thought.
All right.
I would say, at this point in time, find those around you that are that believe the same way you do, and get out of Dodge. It's time to get out of Dodge. Find a place that you can consider sacred. Okay. And pray for protection, that those who would do you harm and your loved ones and your friends that are gathering with you, and just find a place that you can consider holy, that you can keep unpolluted. And it's time to leave Babylon. I guess those would be my final thoughts on this whole subject. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm in total agreement, to the point where had anyone gone to Natural Farms, LC.com, to look at our campground, it says right on the website that this is sacred ground. Our farm is sacred ground. It is on or adjacent or very close within, you know, thousands of feet of the Trail of Tears. And we consider this sacred ground. So I'm in total agreement with you. And I've published it as such. So it's not like I just came up with it. It's been in the public domain for months. This couple, and I assume they're lesbians, because they're two girls, and they're from Portland, Oregon. They bought a $99,000 thing, and it's a tiny home, and they moved into this thing a year ago, and they figured out that living in this tiny 399 square foot home on wheels to save money is a real problem. It's not glamorous. It's not as cheap as they thought it was. They spent a lot of money for this per square foot for this ridiculous living accommodations, you know, for permanent living. 399 square feet? It's tiny. And anyway, they were dumb enough to buy it, and they are now exposing that it wasn't such a good idea. So, class, how is it possible that somebody or a couple, two people, could look at this thing and say, this is heaven. This is our new home. This is going to be great. It's 10 feet wide and 40 feet long, or some combination of coming up with 399 square feet. It's too the kitchen area is too small, the bed area is too small, the bath area is too small. Everything's too small. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. But they weren't smart enough to figure it out.
Kind of like the electric cars. These people that are starting to, put in production and use for work, and the state's telling them, you can't do this. We don't have that kind of electricity for you, for your company to run all these electric vehicles.
Right. Right. And at the same time, the United States Postal Service is squandering taxpayers' funds on electric trucks. You know, just to make sure they don't work. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
we have the best government money could buy. We really do. And I'm not the originator of that. Will
Rogers.
Yeah,
they're telling them these fleets, these parking lots where they're charging their cars, they want to charge their cars. I'm sorry, but the city doesn't even provide that much electricity for the county. What are you thinking? Well, we're thinking that we were told to do so. That's our leadership.
You know, there's no requirement, class, there's no requirement that a somebody running for office has an education in any particular field.
That's
there's
right.
No requirement that we had here in the corrupt state of Missouri. There was a guy, and I knew him pretty well. He went to college, a Bible college. He studied the Bible, dropped out, rose to really high ranks of the state government, really high. And I remember being in the truck with him, and he supported ethanol for fuel. And I looked at him from the driver's side of the car, and I said, did you ever take a science class? I couldn't believe it. In layman's terms, it takes more than
picture.
A gallon of fuel to make a gallon of fuel. That's a losing proposition.
Have you seen a picture of all these health, the heads of health?
Yeah,
they're all
fat.
They're fat.
Yeah, I have. They're morbidly, morbidly obese, and one of them is a transgender guy who goes by the name of Rachel.
There you
That's
go.
Right. You're
there's
absolutely right.
There's the so-called leadership.
And Joe Biden, he's got his hands on the plunger.
Get
the
out
plunger
of Dodge.
To electrify the dynamite to blow up the country. It's a metaphor, class. But that's what I see. He is blowing the country up. And if you look at him in an interview, at the end of the interview, he's totally confused. He doesn't know which way's out. He really doesn't. And he's in charge, allegedly. Greg, thank you.
Thank you.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.